Okay, we'll learn today with Sechta Peyam Paragilim Mishnah Gimel. Hamachlik Betzalim Lachim Lashuk Mekayim Yveshim. Okay, Machlik, what is Mekayim Yveshim Megar? 74. You want to see the pictures first? Let's go. 74. Hamachlik Betzalim Lachim Lashuk Mekayim Yveshim Megarin. Okay, Maniach. What?
Doesn't say anything. There's no Pirush.
Okay, what it means over here is, look, you don't need it. He has everything. Meitel Peyam Lashuk. Everything you see over here on the top, you take to the marketplace.
Look this already.
No, we were in the middle. We got stuck in the middle. Okay? We got stuck. So therefore, it says that you have to give two payas. When you know to l'shuk, you have to give payas to this. And when you give this in your house, you have to give this. Hamachlik b'tzalim lachim l'shuk. If you machlik, which means what? Hamachlik means ish to mefarshay. L'shoyin v'yonochi ish cholok. Esav said about, Yaakov said about himself, I'm a cholok. Al shem she... What does that mean? Shenoytel chelik min habitzam, you remove. I think it's when you separate all of the onions, then it's smooth. Yeah. And some say it means you separate. So therefore, hamachlik b'tzam yem v'chelik achad maniach yiveshim l'garon l'kayim. And another portion you leave in the garden, the second portion you leave in the garden, l'kayim. You leave this portion of the field, l'kayim, for the future. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha in this situation? Hamachlik b'tzalim lachim l'shuk l'kayim yiveshim l'garon. You leave over the yiveshim l'garon. So here's the yiveshim l'garon. So what is the halacha? Nosim peil elu l'asim peil elu l'asim. So you give two sets of pay. You get pay for these alone, and you pay for these alone. Okay? Simple as that. You give two sets of pay. You pay le'il yatsman, le'il yatsman. And there is a pay le'il yatsman. The shenei mine chitim dami, we consider to be two different harvests, two different chitim. We consider the ones that are wet, the ones that are dry, as two different minim. Fine. Noisen pay le'il yatsman, le'il yatsman. It's v'chein be'apunin. What is apunin? Punin is what? We learned apunim is another type of vegetable. We discussed it yesterday.
It's not a, what do you call it? It's not a pickle, it's something else.
What is this over here in Masechta Peah, Perek Gimel? Perek Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. What does it mean, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel? Paragbeis, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, Lechein Ba'apunin. What does that put in? Lechein Ba'apunin. Hachayah Mepeya, Kishamachlik, Lachim Lashuk. Does not tell us what this is. It's some type of vegetable. Okay, fine. Next. Now, Lechein Ba'kedem. The same thing applies to a vineyard. Lechein Hamachlik, Ba'kedem, Dinay Kimachlik, Ba'bitzalim. When you take some things to the market and some things remain in the house, same exact halacha applies. You give two different sets of payah. Now, new halacha is ha-meidel is this fellow over here. He's plucking out onions because there are too many of them. There's too many onions. Ha-meidel noisen min ha-mish shor al-mash shashir. What does that mean? Ha-meidel noisen min ha-mish shor al-mash shashir. Bizman Shabbatzalim Zuluim Ritzufim. When the onions are too close to each other, it's squashed, they're too tight. Noitel Mehem Echad Mibain Taim. You take out one in the middle and you leave over there, you give some Revach. Revach. Yeah. You have to have some space in between. Kadesh Shehanishadim Yigdulu Berevach. There should be space. Viyasu Gasim. And the other one should become thick. They should become thick. V'zeu hanikra meidel. That's called meidel. Shedoyle v'shaylef oisam mimukaymam. Yedoyle, you pluck. Mimukaymam. V'tanah, we learn the Mishnah. Ezeu meidel, what's called meidel. Meitel achas umaniach shnayim. You take away one and you leave two. V'oisam sh'oiker litein revach lanishadim. Those that you oiker, you pull out. Litein, in order to give space lanishadim. Einam chayam b'peya, they're not chayam b'peya. because he's doing it for the benefit of the remainders. Hilkach, noisin peya min hanishar levad, v'hanekar potter miklum duloy chashiva ketzira. So when you go and you pull out one in between the others, you don't have to give peya, because that's not called ketzira, that's not called harvest. That's called you're doing something on behalf of the leftovers. Good? Okay, so noisim in hamishor al mash shashiva nanrest. Next, new halacha. Next halacha is the hamachalik may achas yod noisim min hamishor al hakol. So that's machalik may achas. What does it mean, may achas yod? Okay, here it is. The machalik may achas 77. Here is 77. Machalik may achas yod. What does that mean? What does it mean? Me'achas yad. Kiloimar. Me'inyun echad. O kuloi l'garin, o kuloi l'shuk. Okay, so me'achas yad means for one purpose. That's all it means. Me'achas yad means kiloimar. Me'inyun echad. For one purpose. O kuloi l'garin, o kuloi l'shuk. Period. Let us see how he translates these words over here in the Hilika Kahati. Let's see what it's over here. V'hamachlik me'achas yad. Avla toilash mimokim echad zuroim harbe. That's all it says. Me'achas yad means for one purpose. That's all he says. Same exact thing as over here. Let's go by it. Hamachlik me'achas yad neisen min hamishal akol. Okay, so that's the word. Hamachlik me'inachad oim mikulu kulu shuk. Period. Okay, me'inachad you have to give. If you give noisim peyal lakol, okay, so you go and you give for one purpose. I do it in two different settings. I harvest half it for garin, then I come back and I harvest the second half. So you give one peyal al lakol. Now he quotes over here the Rambam. The Rambam perish me'achas yad mimokoy me'chod from one place. Shachelik shenoytel limkar b'shuk einoy noytel oisam mikan umikan elakulu mitzad echad. One more time, the Rambam says. Me'achas yad means mimokoy mechad from one location, shachelek, the portion, shenoyta limkar b'shuk that you take to sell in the market. Ein oynoyta loyso mikan o mikan elo kulo mitzad echot. So let's see the text of the Rambam. The Rambam here says, l'shita sarambam kerem ha-meidil hu dover echot sheperush dover echot sheperushoy kach. Noysem peh minam nishar alma sheshir. Sad the botsar ma'at mikan ma'at mikan limkar b'shuk. Look at the picture. You see over here, you harvest a little bit from here, a little bit from there. Botsar ma'at mikan ma'at mikan limkar b'shuk to sell in the market. The ozav hanishar lasos mimenu yayin oit simukim or raisins. Hanikdaf potem mipeya. What you harvest potem mipeya? Yeshuhu b'tziras arai. It's arai uvanishar chayiv. So he's saying the case over here does not mean like this. This case was Hamedel, according to this picture, was you're taking it out because it's too crowded. It's too crowded, so you want to make some space. So you take out.
Yeah, we know that. We take it out.
But the Rambam is Scholik. The Rambam is of the opinion that Hamedel means. The Rambam is of the opinion that Hamedel means you're plucking some of it in order to sell. Botsar ma'at mikan ma'at mikan limkar b'shuk to sell in the market. Okay, I'm plucking out some of the grapes to sell. Botsar ma'at mikan ma'at mikan limkar b'shuk ve'ozav hanishar lasos menu yayin oitzmukim, and you leave over. Nishar lasos minu yayin oitzmukim to make wine. So some of it, you're not plucking out in order to make room, in order to make revach between the onions or between the grapes that are in the way. You're plucking out in order to sell, coming to sell. So the Rambam says that's called an arai. That's called temporary. That's called a mitzvah sarai. And whatever is called sarai is nishar schayif. Okay. Then over here, what is over here? Machlik v'achas yad. According to the Rambam, tim loy botzar mikan mikan ella botzar rak b'tzad echad in one location. Limkar b'shuk harayze b'tzuras keva. So the point over here is that if you go and you harvest grapes in different locations, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, even though your purpose is to sell it in the market, you are potter from separating from giving payah. Got it? You only have to give payah whatever is left over. But if you harvest to sell in the market from one side, the imla loybotza mikana mikana elu rabotza rak bitzad echot, on one side limkar b'shuk hareze b'tziras keva. So noise min ha'mishor ala kol, noise in peya ala nishor elmash notal. So then you have to give whatever is left over for both sides. All right, you got it. Let's chaz the mishnah. We just did one mishnah today. Okay, ha'machlik b'tzal machlik l'shukim mechami veishin loyzein. The person is machlik. Machlik means you separate. You separate onions that are moist l'shuk in order to sell. Umekayimi veishim l'goyrin. So two different harvests. One harvest is for the purpose of selling, and the other is going to be in order to remain over in the goyrin. What is the halacha? The halacha is no sin peil l'elu. So you have to give two different payas. You give a payah le'elu for this part of the field, and you give a payah for this part of the field. Got it?
Good.
Next. V'chein ba'apunin. The same thing applies when it comes to these vegetables called apunin. V'chein ba'kerem. The same thing applies when it comes to a vineyard. If I harvest half of it to sell, and half of it I leave over to make wine, the more half that I harvest to sell requires its own payah, and the half that I leave over that I leave off for the garden requires its own payah. Now we go to a new topic. New topic is hamedil. Hamedil means if you go and you separate, you take onions. You take out an onion in between many onions because you want to make room. Noisen min hamishor al mashashier. So what you pluck out in order to make room is not chayiv in payah. That is not al. The only chayiv in payah is going to be, the only thing you're going to be chayiv in is what is the leftover. Okay, al mashashier. If you go and you harvest for one purpose, you have to give one harvest. According to the Rambam, it means if you go from one location, if you harvest from one location to sell, then you have to go give ala kol. You have to go give one large section to area. It doesn't pay. All right. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. What are imahos? But salim gedolim shemanichim oisam legadol zera. Very large onions that you leave over in order to produce seed. The b'toch shemash tohin ba'aretz. Since they sit in the earth for a very long time, lechaz lechila ella alidei hatchak or lechain pata Rabbi Yosi ve'en alachem oisam. Over here, these things are sitting in the ground for a very, very long period of time. The imahos, there is no picture imahos. There is no picture, but basically, what it means over here is we have over here these imaos. Imaos means very large onions. The onions are being left in the ground in order to produce seed. They are not fit for consumption.
Right.
They're not fit for consumption. Ha imaos shel betzalim chayev osepeya the chayvin peya. According to the rabbanim, why? But they're not royal achila. Even though they're not royal achila, but b'shas hatchak they are royal achila. So that's good enough. You're going to be chayef. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. He holds Rabbi Yosi, since they're not royal achila, you're not chayef in peya. Next, malbenos habitzolim. New case, malbenos habitzolim shebein hayarok. Blocks of onions between vegetables. Malbenos habitzolim. Picture 81. Here's 81. You see over here. You hear onions, and you see here vegetables. Okay, what kind of cucumbers? Okay, you see cucumbers that are planted right next to onions. Okay, cucumbers next to onions. Malbenos habitzolim shemin hayirok. Rabbi Yosi says, "Pei mikol echav v'yachol." You have to get pei mikol echav v'yachol. You see here pei from each one of the onions. Each onion patch is chayiv l'tzol peya. V'achachomim oimer me'echad al hakol. You only chayiv to give one peya for all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's it. Al hakol. Okay. Malbnas habeshabim shemen yarak. So Rabbi Yosi, the yarak kizera echadami. Rabbi Yosi holds that vegetables have the same status as zera kizera acher dami. She'ein derech me'adam liyoy smachnis betzolim bein hayarak. It's not the derech to plant onions between the vegetables. Utnan la'el, we learned in the previous parak. Utnan la'el, the parak sheni, the zera acher mafsik, that zera acher is mafsik. The ein halacha kerabi yosi. Okay, so therefore it's going to be mafsik, and therefore you have to give, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to give pay on each one of these onion patches separately, because it's not the derech to plant vegetables in between onions. And if indeed you did plant vegetables between onions, it's called a hefsek. And if you have to pay a mikol for each one separately, because the chacham says, no, you give only one, that's enough. Weiter. What are imaos? Imaos are onions that you let sit in the ground in order to use them as seed for the next year's season. When you do this, when you allow them to sit in the ground for a long period of time, what happens? They become unfit for consumption. They become not royally achila, no longer royally achila. You have here large onions, very large onions, which you leave in the ground in order to produce seed for the next year's season. They are not roy l'achila, the only roy l'achila of the shas hatrak. Our question is, ha'imahos shel betzalim. Okay, you have these onions that you leave in the ground. You leave in the ground, and they become very large. And the reason why you leave in the ground is because you want to use them for next year's season. He holds that you can be part of Malbu Noisabat Salam Shemina Yarok. Yeah?
Yep.
Let's say Malbu Noisabat Salam Shemina. We have blocks of Bitsalam between the Yarok. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Peya mikol echad v'yachad. Rabbi Yossi says, Peya mikol echad v'yachad. Rabbi Yossi says, you Peya mikol echad v'yachad for one on Peya mikol echad v'yachad. He holds to give Peya Mikol echad v'yachad. Chacham Chama say
echad
v'yachad. Next mishnah. Ha'achem shechalku noistim shnei peyos. Brothers that divide.
Brothers
that divide. Noistim shnei peyos. Each one gives their own peyah. Okay. Chazu v'nishtatu. Let's say they come back together in the partnership once again. Chazu v'nishtatu. Noistim peyach. They give one peyah. Shnayim shalaku, if two brothers shalaku has to purchase a tree. Let's just see with your Mishnah. Shalaku has to purchase a tree. Lokach ze tzvoyna vze draymoi. Ze noisen peya liyatsma vze noisen liyatsma. Each one gives his own peya. Shalaku has to ilon mehanach ilonos dechashiv beperikama shechayavim bepeya. If they buy a tree from the types of trees which are chayvim peya, each one gives his own pay. So here you have the picture over here. Lokach ze betzvenev ze bedreim. Each one gives pay on their side. Look at this picture. You see this picture over here? Each one gives their own side. Lokach ze betzvenev ze bedreim. Ze nesu pay. Liatzma ze nesu pay. Liatzma. Next. Hamoicher kilche ilon. If you sell the stalks of a tree, besoch sadeyu. If you sell the kilche ilon. What are the kilche ilon? Here they are. The kilche. Shiroshe tzmachim shechayim mepeya, the roots of the tzmachim v'lemacha lo hakarka noisna lokeach peya mikol echad v'yechad. So the lokeach gives mikol echad v'yechad. So where's the picture? The picture over here is there a picture? Hamoicher kilcha ilan 88 machar kelach v'lemachar hakarka hamoicher kilcha ilan. Each tree is on chim peya. Okay, so each tree has to get its own peya. Omar Abudu Imosai Bizman Shlo Shir Bal Hasode. He did not leave over. Kiloimar Imloy Hishil Bal Hasode Liktsar. Oil Lakate Peros. It also who the Havelokechlit and Peya. Avalim Hishil Bal Hasode Liktsar Shodeu. Koidem Shemocher Eselu. Shinishar Min Hasode Shalin Niktsar. Oishlo Niklat Bal Hasode Huanosin Peyalakol. The mechi ischil b'ketzira ibalakidas haperos ischay b'peyashol kol asadeh. Rabbi Yehuda lefushim milsa tanakam agasa v'lechein halacha. If the Baal Habayis has begun nilkat al yidei Baal Hasadeh, and then it was nimkar, hamoicher lo shir liatz mechilik shlo niktaf. What's going on over here? There's Tosi Yom Tov. We're not doing Tosi Yom Tov over here. Eighty-nine. She did not leave anything over himself. Completely separate. Bizman but if he leaves over himself, let's say Nishar. Ah. There's Niktaf, he harvested, Nimkar, and there's Nishar. So the part that's Nishar, he takes for the entire field. The buyer need not separate. Got it? That's the whole Mishnah. That's the whole Mishnah. Besroiva is 92. Where's 91? 90. Where's 91? 90. 91. Klemim loy hischil balabais liksor. 91. Loy hischil balabais hamoicher. The moicher is mafresh peya al chelkoi. The seller is mafresh chelk al peya. The buyer is mikol. But if he was maschil and he left over, if he leaves over, like in this case, he gives pay for the entire thing. Got it? When chazis mishnah, you're really out of it. You're really out of it. I see. Ha'achim shechalku nois mishnei peyos. Chazu v'nishtatfu nois nepey achas. Shnayim shechalku zeli, shnayim shechalku es ilan. Nois nepey achas. Two of the divided field, nois and they give one peyah. L'achach zed, tzvenu zed, zrum, zed nois nepey la'atzme, zed nois nepey la'atzme. Ha'melach kilchev ilan. B'soch sadeu, nois nepey mikol lechviyachu. The buyer has to go give. From each tree he gives a separate peyah. He did not leave over anything of himself. Like in this example, he sold everything and he did not leave over. Bizman shaloi shibal asod, he left over. Avon shibal asod, but if he leaves over for himself, like in this case, he leaves over for himself and he harvests two trees and he leaves over these two trees and he sells these two trees, then the buyer need not do anything. The obligation falls upon the seller. Avlam Shilab Allah Saliatsu, who knows Melakol, he the seller knows Melakol. Okay, we're up to Mishnevov. Are you okay? I don't know.